evening. This is KD2AIT in that control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. You can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Okay, a couple of announcements here. The Boomville Amateur Radio Club dinner is the 6th, it's Friday. I believe it's, well, somebody will correct me, it's either 6 or 7 at the restaurant there in Lions Falls there. Was at the Edge? The restaurant right there at the Edge. I can't remember the name of it now. But that's where it is. I likely will not be there myself, but I hear there's going to be a pretty big turnout. So everybody's welcome to attend. And another announcement is I may not be here tomorrow night, so chances are I probably won't be here tomorrow night for the net. I'm up here at camp. If you want to pick up the net tomorrow night at 9 o'clock and you don't hear anybody else doing it, feel free. It's everybody's welcome to do it if there's no net control. All right, this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
KA2VLA.
KA2ZLZ.
Okay, I got two there right away. We'll start with KA2VLA. Clint, good evening. What's going on tonight?
KA2AIT. Good evening, Jeff. This is KA2VLA. Well, it was the usual day. We had a nice sunny day. Looks like spring is back. Looks like we're going to have another day tomorrow. Warm and then be cold and wet. I haven't got in hunting this week, but I hope to make it tomorrow. My son-in-law is picking me up and we're going in and see where the big bucks are now that you've got them all scared around. Get them moving around, we ought to be able to pick up one. Did get my hair cut today too, so that's the big thing today. We'll say 73s and we'll be clear. KA2VLA.
Okay, Clint, well, I just got here about half an hour ago. Just got everything loaded into the camp here and got the wood stove going. But it's 34 degrees outside and it's 31 degrees inside. So it's might have to go outside and warm up here in a little bit. There's a lot of tracks out there. A lot of tracks. So it's they're still moving. Tom and them are coming up tomorrow night, I understand. So that's why I figure I won't be here for the net tomorrow. I'll probably be down there with them. It's where I usually am, about 9 o'clock when they're here. But yeah, we'll keep an eye out for you. I should be in my little blind up there until about, well, I don't know, until I get tired of sitting there. It's usually about 10 or 11 or 12, somewhere in there. It depends how much activity I've seen. If I see no activity, then I, you know, about 10 o'clock is my limit. But if I've seen a lot of activity, then I'll sit there till noon or so. Maybe we'll run into you there tomorrow. All right. Thanks, Clint. Thanks for checking in, and you have a good evening, and get to bed early if Mark's going to come wake you up. All right, KA2ZNZ, Jack, good evening. What's up?
Yeah, good evening, Jeff and Clint and everybody else that may be listening. I had a chuckle when Clint said he got his hair cut today. I got my hair cut today as well. That was kind of ironic. Anyways, not a bad day down here. We had not a lot of sun, but we had, you know, good share of sun. And it got into the low 40s. Well, I would say probably about 45. And right now it's 34, exactly what you mentioned that you had up there. I guess that's the temperature is pretty widespread at the moment. And I got to say, just a point of interest, for years, you know, I was on NCS on this 9 o'clock net, and what's wiped me out, as you know, is the repeater in Rochester. So that's why I haven't stepped in to pick up, because I obviously I pick up on, I do HF, I do local nets and everything else. It's just that if that comes on, that repeater, then I can't hear a thing. And so that's the reason I haven't offered to help out on that. Anyways, we'll say 7-3 to you and Clint and everybody on the side. KA2ZZ, and good luck with your hunting.
Okay, Jack. Yeah, I know you got that octet thing to do, too, so that, that kind of ties you up probably a half hour after we start, and I'm sure there's some prep involved, but now we, yeah, I completely understand there. That Rochester repeater, from what I hear, definitely steps on us quite a bit over there, but, well, what are you going to do? That's just the nature of the beast, I guess. But thanks, anyway. Thanks for the thought, and we'll catch up with you later there, Jack, and you have a good evening. We'll probably see you here on I-10 here in a little bit. All right, this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black Earth Ice Service Net, looking for check-ins.
KC2MBU.
KC2MBU, Ray, good evening, what's up?
We're down to 33 degrees, and I guess we're going to see some rain by tomorrow night. Supposed to get up into the 50s tomorrow. That ought to be something.
Yeah, that was another reason why I kind of hurried up to get up here today, so I could get out there in the morning and hunt while there's still some snow. Who knows what's going to happen. Anything else going on?
No, got to get a load of wood in tonight before I call it a day.
Roger, I hear you. I got something similar to do here in, over the next couple of days. I wanted to tell you that, you know those rope lights, those rope LED lights they sell down there at Harbor Freight? I had a coupon for one, so I picked up a set of them for like $8, and I tinkered around with them up here at camp, and I hooked them to a little adapter plug here that plugs into that little Harbor Freight box, and I can plug it in either at 3 volts or 6 volts, and boy, those little things... they throw off a lot of light in here. I was impressed how much light they actually threw off, to the point I thought it was just going to be a light I'd keep on at night while I was sleeping, but it was so bright I had to turn it off at night, and I couldn't sleep.
Yeah, and low power draw. Then you probably use just one of them for a night light.
Roger. Yeah, one signal LED. That's all you would really need. But my idea is to string them up all the way around the circumference of the yurt here, so that's the goal, because I guess they're 1.5 volts when they run off the little, you know, they have a little solar charger that comes with it, with a little single battery in there, 1.5 volt hay battery. I just disconnected that and wired it right into that plug and plugged it right into the box here, but I'm assuming that at 6 volts I should be able to go around the whole yurt. That would be 5 strings of them, I think.
Yeah, indoor Christmas lights, why not?
Aye, roger that. Yep, it'll be neat, though. You're right, though. They don't draw any power at all. The readout here on the inverter doesn't change at all when I plug them in. So, anyway, all right, Ray. Well, get that one in, and thanks for checking in tonight, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins.
KC2UXG.
KC2UXG, good evening. Hey, I got a question for you. I was up here, what was it, up here at camp on, oh I'm trying to remember. I think it was Saturday. Yeah, I think it was Saturday. And somebody walked down the road. I think it might have been Joni or something. It was hard to tell. I was with my blind. I can't, from that far from the road, you pretty much just see kind of a shape. You don't really see any color or anything. It was, you couldn't tell if it was a male or female, but somebody was walking down the road. I assume that was you guys.
Yeah, Jeff, well, we were in, well, actually, I was in by myself. I went in Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. I think Saturday I was doing something else, but you probably saw me on Sunday. And I also saw some coyote tracks there probably Sunday or Monday. And but I've been seeing a few deer up there, but nothing with horns yet. How about you?
Same thing. I seen, I'm trying to remember what days I was up here last week. I don't even remember. I've been so busy at work. I was up here Friday and Saturday and Sunday. I left Sunday. But the first night, Friday, okay, yeah, I came up Friday afternoon, and Saturday was really cold. I remember that. That was when it was like below zero. And, yeah, I had seen one doe in the morning, almost walked right into my blind. It was right up in front of it. And once it finally caught wind of me, it took off. And then, yeah, it was later that afternoon, so that was Saturday afternoon. I went back out there for the evening hunt, and I seen somebody walking down the road, and they walked down, I believe they went up the skid road there, down by where Hayes Road comes through, and, you know, down by your camp down there. You're in, Clint's camp down there. And then Sunday morning, I seen three doe, two kind of medium-sized one and a smaller one, about 8:30 in the morning. Both times they were both right around between 8 and 9 in the morning. But I haven't seen, they did the same thing. They came right up to the blind, but I haven't seen anything with horns on it.
Well, maybe I wasn't there Saturday afternoon. I could have been. I've been doing the afternoons here for a couple of days here this week when I get a few minutes. But I wasn't in there today. There, I had to run to Utica. So Clint was talking about maybe wanting to go in tomorrow morning and maybe get him to sit in there in that treehouse about 9 o'clock or so. So we might see you up there tomorrow.
Roger that. Well, I'll be in my blind. I've been getting in there about an hour before sunrise, and that's right about when they're coming through. It's like right between 8 and 9. That's at least the last couple times I've seen them in there. I mean, I can't, who knows, that might have changed since the weekend. But, well, maybe we'll see you here. I'm assuming you'll be hunting up your usual spots up in there. I'll try to stay out of your way and stay down here on the lower end here and just sitting. I pretty much plan on sitting on the blind for most of the day.
Yeah, well, we'll see how things go. Maybe we'll hear some shooting tomorrow from your end, and or vice versa. So we'll see how that goes. I've been seeing a lot of does out here on Jackson Hill, but no horns out here either. So I don't know, maybe they all took the year off or something.
They got all them bucks head packed, I guess. All right, well, we'll see you tomorrow if we see you. Otherwise, good luck, and hopefully I hear a shot from your end, and somebody up here has got to get one this year. All right. Thanks, Mark. Thanks for checking in, and you have a good evening. You and Joni have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Ice Service Net, looking for check-ins.
This will be KC2 York Street. We'll be clear and listening.
Okay, for myself, I had to work today, and then the kids had their concert tonight. I had to watch Addie for a bit, and then wife got home, and she wanted to go up to the concert, so her and Addie went up to the concert. I was already packed and ready to go, so I jumped in the truck and headed up here to camp, and just getting it warmed up in here. Matter of fact, right now, the indoor temperature is 34.7 degrees, and the outdoor temperature is 34.7 degrees. So we've reached parity with the outdoors. Trying to get that wood stove fired up and getting it warmed up in this this camp. I love the yurt, but there's a lot of volume in here. When you first get in, it takes about an hour or so before you get this place warmed up. Anyway, we plan on being up here till the end of the season if we have to, but hopefully we don't have to. And hopefully we'll see something here and get ourselves a shot in here in the next day or two. All right. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? And this will be the final call for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Any comments, queries, or late check-ins? Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Return the frequency of the radio which you use. I'd like to thank Clint, Jack, Ray, and Mark for checking in tonight. See if any of those listening in. This is KD2AIT, clear.
KA2AIT, WB2RET.